This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Memphis on edge.
Justice for Tyree.
Justice for Tyree.
Hunting for more classified documents.
As far back as the Reagan administration.
California reservoirs replenished.
It's like the cavalry came. It's a miracle.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it could be a day and weekend of protest in Memphis and other big cities. Police body cam video will be released tonight detailing the violent arrest of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days after his encounter with five Memphis officers who've been fired and now face charges. Reporter Chris Fox is in Memphis.
Family and friends of Tyree Nichols gathered for a candlelight vigil at the skate park that he loved. Tyree's mother, Rovon Wells, with a message for those who will view the video that she calls horrific.
I want each and every one of you to protest in peace. I don't want us burning up our cities.
A heavy police presence is expected all over Memphis. Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner.
We're not preparing for things to get violent because we're not hoping that things get violent. Sure, we have to do some preparation.
CBS's Elise Preston has more on the criminal case that's now developing.
Investigators describe the video of Memphis police beating 29-year-old Tyree Nichols as appalling, wrong, and criminal.
I've been policing for more than 30 years, and I'm grieved. Frankly, I'm shocked. I'm sickened by what I saw.
The five officers involved in Nichols' arrest were fired and now face several charges, including second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and official misconduct.
The actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols, and they are all responsible.
Lawyers for two of the former officers said their clients will plead not guilty. But neither attorney had watched the body camera footage.
Video of the attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, last October is expected to be released publicly today. A judge cleared the way for that this week. Prosecutors made an effort to keep it under wraps, even though it was played in court during a hearing for the man accused of the attack. The former speaker had this reaction.
I don't even know if I will see it. I mean, it would be a very hard thing to see. An assault on my husband's life.
The video features surveillance camera images along with police body cams. In Washington, CBS's Robert Costa tells us the National Archives now wants all former presidents and vice presidents to check their personal records for anything marked classified after all the recent discoveries.
The past six administrations, dating back to Ronald Reagan, were asked by the National Archives on Thursday to recheck for classified material.
People need to be conscious of the rules regarding classified information and appropriate handling of them.
The warning from the FBI director comes after classified documents were found at the homes of a current and former president, plus a former vice president. Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, now a critic, says the process of dealing with classified records at the end of an administration has concerning gaps.
The transition out process for presidents and vice presidents is obviously flawed.
Now to Ukraine, CBS's Deborah Pata has more on the possible impact of new tanks and other weapons from the U.S. and its allies in the fight against Russia.
U.S.-supplied HIMARS raining artillery down on Russian positions deep behind enemy lines. On the front line, Ukrainian troops say some of their outdated equipment is no match for Russian tanks, which is why the nimble and highly accurate HIMARS sent by the U.S. have proven so invaluable.
And if you hadn't received those HIMARS,
what would it look like in the areas where you've been fighting?
The front line would be very different, he told us.
The U.S. says special ops forces killed a senior ISIS leader and 10 other terrorist operatives in remote northern Somalia. The leader killed was a key financial figure for the group. And in New York City, a man from Uzbekistan who said he was inspired by ISIS was convicted of the truck attack on a New York City bike path that left 8 people dead on Halloween 2017.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
President Biden made a phone call to 26-year-old Brandon Say in Monterey Park, California. He's credited with disarming the gunman who shot and killed 11 people at a dance studio.
And I think sometimes we underestimate incredible acts of courage. Someone shooting has a semi-automatic pistol aimed at you, and you think about others. That's pretty profound.
The government has eased the rules on blood donations.
For decades, they were banned, even if they were in monogamous relationships. Now, gay and bisexual men will no longer be forced to abstain from sex in order to give blood. The new approach will focus on the sexual behaviors of people who may pose a higher risk transmitting HIV, regardless of gender. Experts have long called the current rules outdated, ineffective, and homophobic. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Overseas, Jerusalem reporter Linda Gradstein has more on what Israel's president said to mark International Holocaust Memorial Day.
Speaking to the European Parliament, President Yitzhak Herzog said the world did not do enough to stop the Holocaust that killed 6 million Jews during World War II and is not doing enough to stop anti-Semitism today. He said the world must not stand by and must fight it at all costs.
A federal lawsuit in Nevada seeks class action damages for scores of hotel guests who have booked rooms in Las Vegas since 2019. It's alleged most hotel casinos on the Strip used a third-party vendor to illegally fix prices. The parade of rainstorms that slammed California boosted reservoirs, and that means the state will supply more water to public agencies than first expected. And it means more water for farmers who've been battling droughts. Donald Seymour is with Sonoma Water.
It really took that type of sequential number of storms to create, you know, really saturate the watershed and create, you know, that just huge amount of runoff into the two reservoirs, which, you know, are basically now both fully recovered.
Just as scientists predicted, an asteroid the size of a truck whizzed past Earth last night. At its nearest point, it was about 2,200 miles from the Earth's surface.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
50 years ago today, the Paris Peace Accords were signed, the beginning of the end of the war in Vietnam.
President Richard Nixon made the long-awaited announcement on national television on January 23rd.
We must recognize that ending the war is only the first step toward building the peace. All parties must now see to it that this is a peace that lasts.
Finally, what was then America's longest war was coming to an end. In the days after the agreement was signed, American troops began packing up, and nearly 600 POWs were told they were being released. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
In New Brunswick, New Jersey, a 29-year-old woman faces charges for allegedly using phony documents to enroll in a high school for reasons that are not clear. She attended for 4 days before being caught. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes. We can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.